Okay. We set a goal of 200 on that day, and we had 207. We set a goal this time, and we thought it was a lofty goal because we felt like, number one, we didn't know if we could get that this many in the building. But we set a goal of 250, and Doug, we have 251 today. So we thank God for the blessing of having each and every one of you here today as we have come together to worship God. And if you are visiting with us today, we want to encourage you especially to return and come back and be with us anytime you have an opportunity. If you live in our community, we would love to have you come and visit with us often. And if you're interested in learning more about God's Word, or if you're interested in knowing what God's Word tells you to do in order to be a part of the body of Christ, the Lord's Church, we would be glad to sit down and study with you and to show you not what our opinions are, but simply what the Scripture says. We believe very strongly that we are to go only by what God's Word says. We add nothing to and we take nothing away. And if we cannot show you in Scripture what we are trying to teach, then don't believe us. If you can't see it there, then don't take our word for it. It's got to be there. But if you're interested in knowing more about God's Word, please let us know. The people who are members here are the ones who have the little name tags on, and feel free to, if you have any questions or if you want any more information about the work of the church here at Plymouth, please just pull one of us aside, and we'd be glad to help you in any way. This morning, I want us to think about something that is, I believe, very important and vital for our lives as we strive to move forward in this world. When I was a child, and probably all of you can relate to this, when I was a child, I used to play a game often called Follow the Leader. Any of you ever played that game? Okay, that game is very simple, isn't it? Very basic game. Basically, you have a line of people, and there are two components necessary to play this game. What are they? You have to have a leader, and you have to have people who will follow. If you don't have a leader, you can't play the game, can you? And if you don't have followers, you can't very well play the game. I can try to play it by myself, and I can lead all I want to, but if there's nobody behind me to follow, not a lot of fun, is it? But that game, the premise of that game is that the people behind are to do what? Exactly what the leader does. And if the leader jumps up and down, then what are you supposed to do? You jump up and down. And if the leader sways back and forth, then you sway back and forth. And if the leader shouts yee-haw, then you shout yee-haw. Now, don't do that right now because we've got a bunch of people in this room. But you follow and do exactly what the leader does. Now, what's interesting is we stop playing that game at some point in our lives, don't we, most of us? And yet, as adults, aren't we still playing Follow the Leader? Don't we still play that game in our workplace? Don't we still play that game with relationships? Don't we still play that game even in our home? In every area and aspect of life, there are people who lead, and there are people who follow. And all of us, even though some of us may be leaders in different respects, all of us in one way or another are followers, aren't we? And we all have a tendency in some way to play this game. And yet while we follow all types of leaders in this life, there is only one leader who is going to get us where we want to go. There is only one leader that is going to lead us to the place where we want to be. Because I believe if you ask just about anybody on this earth what they truly desire in life and what they truly desire for themselves, they're going to tell you more than likely that they desire ultimate and true happiness. They desire ultimate and true peace. They desire ultimate and true comfort. Doesn't everyone want those things? Even people who say they don't believe in a God will tell you that they want comfort, peace, and happiness. We all desire those things. And if we all desire those things, I submit to you today that there is only one leader whom we can follow in order to find them. In John chapter 14, beginning in verse 1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled," Christ is speaking. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas then said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus says here, as he is teaching and as he is preaching, he says, there is a place that is prepared for you. There is a place that will provide true happiness. There is a place that will provide true peace. Here is a place that will provide true comfort. And it is being prepared. It is ready for you. And your Father is there waiting for you. But then he goes on and says, there's no way you can reach that place except through me. Christ says, unless you go through me, you cannot reach the Father. Unless you go through me, you cannot reach comfort. You cannot reach peace. You cannot reach happiness. You have to go through me. Thomas says, we don't know the way, Lord. Jesus, we don't know the direction. And basically, Jesus answers him here by saying, follow the leader. Follow me. And this morning is what I want us to consider, is what it means to follow Christ. And the first component we have to understand and realize when we talk about following the leader is that if we follow him, he will make us what he wants us to be. Not what we want to be, but what he wants us to be. If we truly follow Christ, he will make us into what he wants us to be. In Matthew chapter 4, beginning in verse 18, here Jesus saw Simon Peter and Andrew. And what were they doing? They were fishing. They were casting their nets because the scriptures say here they were fishermen. And Jesus tells them here, he says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Now notice here, it's interesting that there was only one criteria that Jesus gave them here. He didn't say, give me all of your money, and this is what I'll do. He didn't say here, give me every aspect of your lives, even though that's included here, we'll see in a moment. He says one thing, follow me. That's the only requirement he gave here. He said, follow the leader. Follow me, and if you follow me, I will make you into what I want you to become. I will make you a different kind of fisherman if you will simply follow me. Do you think that Simon Peter and Andrew had really any idea of what they were being called into? Do you think they really had any idea at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, at the age of about 30 years old as he began his ministry, and is just getting into the infancy of it, do you think these two men had any clue as to what Jesus was really calling them to? I don't think so. And yet, what we see here is that they had enough faith to do what? To follow the leader. They had enough faith to follow Jesus. They didn't really understand at this point who he was. They really didn't fully understand the full scope of what he was about or what he was going to do, and yet they had enough faith to follow him, to drop their nets, and to go after a new type of desire, a new type of life. You see, Christ will make us as well into what he wants us to be if we will simply have enough faith to follow him. Number one. Number two, we have to realize and remember that following Christ then requires that we cease to follow ourselves. Now, how can we follow ourselves? Don't we do that often? Following our own desires, following our own wishes, following our own wants, doing things the way we want to do them? Well, if we're going to follow Christ and allow Christ to make us into what he wants us to be, then we have to cease following ourselves. In Luke chapter 9, beginning in verse 57, it says here, Christ is speaking, and it says, Now as it happened as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to the Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus, now speaking, said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me go bury my father. And it goes on if we were to read there, but here the real crux of what we want to see is that Christ was asked, What do I need to do? And Christ's answer was, Follow me. Oh, but Lord, I need to go take care of burying my father. What was Jesus' response? If you'd read on, you would see basically the same thing. Follow me. And another one comes up and says, Oh, Jesus, I want to follow you, but I need to go say goodbye to my family first. And Jesus' response there is, We are now your family. Follow me. You see, we have to quit following ourselves if we want Christ to make us into what he wants us to be. In Matthew 16 and verse 24, it says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Three things are mentioned here. Denial, sacrifice, and following. Jesus says, You have to deny yourself. In other words, I'm no longer what's important. But serving Jesus Christ is what takes priority in my life, number one. Number two, I take up my cross. In other words, I give my life as a sacrifice to Christ. I give him everything that I have, everything that I am. And then number three, once I do that, I follow him as my leader and my guide. Christ says, if you do that, I will make you into what you want to be. I remember on one occasion when I was young, I won't say how young, but when I was young, playing Follow the Leader, I got the bright idea that I would play Follow the Leader in the mirror because I didn't have anybody to play with. And you know what? That reflection did exactly what I did. It followed me to perfection. It did. When I moved, that reflection moved, and we were playing a wonderful game. But you know what? It wasn't a lot of fun because I was simply following myself. I was simply doing things the way I wanted them to be done. And so many times in life, when we get caught up in following ourselves, following our own desires, following our own wants and our own wishes, it may be fun for a little while. But ultimately, there's not a lot of joy in it, is there? In the end, there is no true comfort, no true peace, no true happiness in following ourselves. But Christ says, if you follow me, I will make you into what you want to be, into what I want you to be. But then number three, and finally, we have to remember that if we allow Christ to be our leader and allow him to make us into what he wants us to be, then thirdly, God will honor those who follow Christ. God will honor us if we follow Jesus Christ as our Savior. In John chapter 12 and verse 26, it says, If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Jesus says here, If you serve me, if you make the sacrifice to follow me and allow me to be the guiding lead in your life, or the leading guide in your life, whichever one's correct English, then my Father, your Father, will honor you. You see, that's ultimately what we're seeking. You see, God will honor those, reward those who follow the leader, who follow Jesus Christ. If we allow him to make us into what he wants us to be, if we deny ourselves and stop following our own wants and our own wishes, and then God will honor us, and God ultimately will give us true peace, true happiness, and true comfort. They're there for us. God is offering them to us. They're extended to us in our lives, but only if we follow the leader. A few weeks ago, I heard a story and was told that it's a true one, of a man who loved to go skydiving. He did it often. And he had a dog that was his lifelong companion, and this dog basically always went wherever he went and did whatever he said, and they truly were a pair. And this man got the bright idea that he wanted this dog to parachute with him out of the airplane. And so he went to a parachute maker, and he had a specially designed parachute built or created for his dog. And they went up in the airplane, and here's this dog with this parachute strapped on his back. And the door opens, and the man jumps out, and he turns around, and he hollers to his dog for him to come. And the dog hesitated just slightly, but then the dog jumped out of that airplane. Now, let me ask you something. Did that dog have a clue as to what he was doing? Did that dog have any earthly idea what he was jumping out into? Probably not, but you know what? It didn't matter, because he was following his master. That dog did not have the vaguest idea as to what he was doing, and yet his master said, "Come," and so what did he do? He jumped. And he jumped into a vast open space, not knowing how to pull an emergency cord if he needed to, or what to do. I don't even think he practiced any emergency landings or how to land in the right spot or any of that. And yet he jumped because his master said to. This morning I submit to you that Jesus Christ has a message in his word, and that is jump into a relationship with me. Jesus Christ says, it'll be okay. I'm going to give you ultimate peace. I'm going to give you ultimate happiness. I'm going to give you ultimate comfort in life if you will simply jump into a relationship with me. If you will follow me as your master. And as we are called to a relationship with Jesus Christ, folks, we don't always necessarily know where we're going to land. We don't necessarily know everything there is to know in God's Word when we first give ourselves to Him in obedience. But then we continue to study, and we continue to grow, and we continue to understand and come into a knowledge of what God desires for us in our lives. But Christ says initially, you must take that leap of faith and follow me. In 1 Peter, as we conclude, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, one of my favorite passages in all the Bible, it says, To this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving an example that you should follow in His steps. This morning we are called to follow the leader. We are called to follow Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, and our God. He is our Master. And this morning, if you truly want to know the direction and the way to achieve true happiness, peace, and comfort in your life, the only way is through Jesus Christ. As Peter said in Acts chapter 2, when people of Jerusalem said, "Men and brethren, what must we do? What should we do?" Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, and wash away your sins." You see, we are called to take that leap of faith, to believe on Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to repent of our sins, to be baptized, to be immersed in water for the remission of our sins, and then to begin that new life, walking in His steps, following the steps of a risen Savior. This morning, are you subject to that invitation? This morning, do you desire to take that leap of faith? The invitation is extended for you. And the real question we ask you this morning is, do you know Jesus? Do you want to to follow Him. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, we invite you to come forward and make your needs known as we stand together and as we sing.
Heart that's weary, bending a load of care. Are you a soul that's aching? Rest from the burden you bear. Do you know? Who knows your desire?